grace, everyone.
At this instance, I've arisen to say, we are anticipating, celebrating our fourth marriage anniversary on Saturday and Sunday next. General public, as well as many of whom have been invited by personal invitation, have been invited. Say the general public, as well as many of whom are invited by personal invitation, many of the people we did not have on our mailing list, therefore, may not have received personal invitations, but the general public is invited. But be stress it in your memory, no wedding presents, no gifts, no donations or anything of that sort, no profanity, no obscenity, and no vulgarity will be permitted. We do not receive donations, love offerings, or gifts or presents at any of our churches for our spiritual work and service, but for the material food, for sleeping accommodations, and for your banquets and refreshments, such as that, and those things are donated for, according to what you would donate or pay in other public restaurants and what you would pay in other banquets of this type. So I thought to drop these thoughts for your consideration. If you read carefully the invitation in the New Day as a general invitation, it will tell you exactly what the invitation calls for verbatim. All are welcome to comply with the invitation and enjoy the blessings that are in storehouse for them. Further wish to say, on each of these days, as scheduled for the different banquets and breakfasts and luncheon banquets and the like, we are to have those banquets on time. All who decide to attend, they should be there at the time scheduled to be there. And those of ourselves who desire to be the servants are willing to serve you all day if necessary, so long as you are there on time. Mother Divine here and myself will be on duty, no doubt, all day at the different places. For this cause, I do rejoice May I will that you rejoice with me. And enjoy the presence of God even as these do. Then I will in reality be with you. Brother wish to say, we will be having three views of the celebration after the day set. But you will know what time and what place we will have the reviews at. But of course we know it is one eternal.
Yes,
Christmas Day and one eternal New Year's Day. Even though the year may be called the fourth year of our marriage, yet we realize it is one eternal holiday for those who recognize virtue, holiness, honesty, and truth, such as in your midst I have produced. The virginity of Mary and the holiness of Jesus in evidence in the experience of Midian. With all success and prosperity, life and liberty. Therefore, all of these blessings I'm freely given. If you can and will, I accept of them. But remember, if you are susceptible to the spirit of my presence in love and mercy, success and prosperity, you all will eventually be partakers of these blessings, even as many produce the propagation of Hitlerism, fascism, Nazism, and communism, and the different isms that spell division and are not representing democracy, brotherhood, and Christianity. We'd like to say, as I said a little while ago, the denominational offspring. Many of you, as I see and know, are the offspring of those of whom I mentioned in the latter statement in the quotation where I said, but I am showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Those of you who are the offspring of great founders of religion, such as Judaism, such as the Friends, being the offspring of those who have gone on before, apparently, as founders of a religion that calls for friendship and brotherhood explicitly propounded in the actuated words of expression. Such a friendship in evidence is highly appreciated and reckoned. It's counted greatly among you and among us. Those who were once called the Quakers, because they believed in the Spirit of God and did not believe in moving only by the Spirit. Aren't you glad? Such a conviction handed down religiously and sincerely has been a beacon light to guide the destiny of many. Aren't you glad? I often think of John Wesley and Charles Wesley when they came to this country, paving out the way for a devout religion according to their convictions. Many others, too numerous to name at this instance, have come the way of those mentioned, being led by the Spirit of God within them to a higher calling, many of whom are their offspring have fallen from the steadfastness of the ancestors. But if they retrace the thoughts back, they know how John Wesley, according to history, was devout in his religion. How the different ones from every field of expression in the religious world, how they came along, a good many of them through much hardship, many trials and many tribulations, seeking a more perfect union. Can you not see the mystery? Religiously and politically and legalistically, there have been some who sought a better, perfect expression of life among the children of men. While I was listening to the speaker a little while ago, it re-stressed my thought in consideration how we, the people, must unite together and bring an abolition to all division among us. Prejudice and bigotry and short divisibility of the religions and of the groups and organizations have set the world in confusion from years back. But if they could have or would have only accepted of the way of Christ as the way sure and unify, they could have accomplished all things as you and I. There are many question, how does Father Divine do what he's doing and has done? It's written, all things are possible with him that believeth. But when one nation, or one representative of a nation, is preaching and propagating division and destruction for the other one, how can they expect to succeed? How do they expect to remain? I have called your attention to the fact of recent days when the people is one. There is not anything can be restrained from them to do what they have imagined to do. But if they live in selfishness, bigotry, prejudice, and division, one hating another because of his national origin or because of his creed or religion, and defied himself against them, how do they expect to succeed? All peoples are welcome to unite with me. For I did say, come all the world, come sinners thou. All things are in Christ. Already now. We are happy to say that all things are rest. And truly, not suppositionally, but in reality, this is country seat of the world. Where every nation, language, tongue, and every people shall be united together and shall no longer be divisible. Aren't you glad? But we, the people, shall be indivisible, according to our pledge of allegiance to our flag. Aren't you glad? To realize when you are united according to the plan and the purpose of God from the beginning of the world, all things are possible with you. And not anything can be restrained from you to do that which you have imagined to do. Aren't you glad? But if you live in races, creeds, and colors, if you live in denominations and isms of divisibility, it's a matter of impossibility to express what I'm expressing with supernatural victory. Aren't you glad? Supernatural victory, I say. Victory over depressions, panics, and famine. And victory to continually master the economic situation. For I have long since declared, and I'm daily declaring, the spirit of the consciousness of the presence of God is the source of all supply. And it will satisfy every good desire. Because you are conscious of my presence. And I am conscious of it. And because you are unified, caught into the plan and the purpose of God, as Jesus prayed in the 17th chapter of St. John, that they might be one. That was a keynote to salvation. For when you are one, and one indeed, and there is no division among you whatsoever, God has before declared for you, as well as for that time, as in that particular experience. And now the people is one. And they have one language. I could have said, have one language and one tongue. And not anything will be restrained from them to do what they have imagined to do. Why? Because they are one. That was the mission of Christ on earth. Even our national documents, commonly known as the Constitution and its amendments, Declaration of Independence, were for the purpose of bringing the people together, to bring an abolition to all division among them. I will assure you and declare once and forever, as long as you are united together, it's a matter of impossibility to be a failure. Not anything will be restrained from them to do what they have imagined to do. Why? Because they are one. Can you not see the mystery? And when they live in unison together, on those terms with substantiated faith and unshaken confidence, it's a matter of impossibility to be severed. Aren't you glad? So take these thoughts to consideration and do not allow the prejudices of ancestors and tradition to make you what the ancestors have been. If they were prejudiced and divided against their fellow men, this is a sample. This is an example. It's beautiful, it is not. And I will declare to the world at large, in the name of Almighty God, we shall have a righteous government. For I have declared scripturally, predictionally, in the psalmic prediction of David, it's declared. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. For this cause, you can rejoice and be glad and realize righteousness will exalt you. For it's written, righteousness exalteth the nation, while sin is a reproach to many people. From now henceforth, rejoice and be glad. We have mastered the economic situation. We have solved the economic problem, the racial problem, and all of the problems that confront the nations of the earth. For God Himself is the solver of all problems and the adjuster of all matters. Panacea for every ill, for every ailment, and for every complaint. And let God's life and presence be applied to you wheresoever you may be and wheresoever you may go. If this is done, you will be unified in one, in reality, the kind of unity that Jesus Christ called for, the kind of unity that God spoke of. In the 11th chapter of Genesis, when I did say that the people is one, and they have one language, now not anything will be restrained from them to do what they have imagined to do. I have imagined in you, and I have imagined in me to do just what I am doing right here from shore to shore and from land to land. Wheresoever man is found, I shall break down every foe. I shall cast out every obstruction. We shall have smooth sailing. We shall have peace on earth and goodwill to man. That is the purpose for which Christ came. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. Privilege to live in such a recognition where God is the master of all situations and the solver of all problems. As aforesaid, a panacea for every ill and a satisfier for every good desire. You cannot think anything that is not possible to be done. So live in this recognition. Oh, when above every opposition, you will be happy in the very near future to see it elsewhere all over this wide extended plain, just as you see it right here under this domain. I thank you. I thank you.